Vocalist Sarah Folsom and pianist Matthew Umphreys met while completing their master's degrees at CCM. They fell in love with this part of the world and its amazing musical history. They joined forces and developed the Queen City Cabaret, a concert series dedicated to celebrating Cincinnati's rich history of song through performances of jazz, pop, and theatrical vocal music. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal, joined in the studio by Sarah Folsom and Matthew Umphreys. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Sarah, you've got something very special planned to kick off the 2018 season.
We do, yes. We were chatting about this back in the spring of this year. We knew this concert series was something we wanted to do, and Cincinnati has been such a center of music and music history, and we thought, well, how do we start? Who do we start with? You know, we talked about Rosemary Clooney before, and, you know, we had this moment where we looked at each other and we said, could we do a Rosemary Clooney concert? That just sounds like too much fun. You know, we'd gotten into her music a little bit already in some of our other concerts, and we thought, well, this is the perfect opportunity. Born right down the river in Maysville, and then auditioning at age 16 for the WLW radio, a big band show, I think, with her sister. We couldn't think of a better artist to get us started.
And this would have been her 90th birthday this year.
This would have been her 90th birthday. Yes, so just another reason.
Are you from this area, Sarah?
I am not. I'm a transplant from Tallahassee, Florida. I grew up there and just moved up here for graduate school at CCM.
Matthew, how did you decide which Rosemary Clooney tunes to include?
Well, that is the biggest question, right? Because she was pretty well known early on. One of her first big hits was a song called Come Out of My House, which is a ridiculous tune featuring harpsichord. She wasn't even really proud of that song, but suddenly it was playing on the radio everywhere. And so we had to include some of those early songs from her career. Of course, her biggest Hollywood hit was A White Christmas. So as you may expect, of course, there's a White Christmas medley in our concert. And then from there, in the middle of her life, she got married to Jose Ferrer and had 5 kids with him and had a lot of trials in her life and ended up going to rehab for a while for a pill addiction. And then she came out of that and she recorded so much more, albums and albums of jazz and just all sorts of other music of all different styles. And there is so much to choose from. So the early part of her career was actually pretty easy to choose music from. We took the hits, but then a lot of the later music, we picked just our favorite songs to sing. Some of the iconic ones, things she sang on TV in her later years. You know, she sang until about 2001. And so there's just so much music to choose from.
And she always kept such a connection to this part of the world
and
her roots. Even though she lived in LA for a while, and you as a pianist probably know about her piano.
Oh, I don't actually.
It was a pretty special piano. It belonged to George Gershwin.
Oh, that's right, because she lived in the Gershwin house, right. And Ira moved next door.
Sarah, the Queen City Cabaret, who are your performers? Where do you call actors from?
Well, right now, the Queen City Cabaret is mostly Matthew and I. We have a lot of connections with local musicians, local actors, and we're looking forward to hopefully drawing on those connections as we plan our future concert series coming up in the spring and next year.
Where will the Rosemary Clooney show be held?
We've had a sold-out concert already. Very excited about that. That was at Cafe Vivace on November 12th. So this second and final concert is going to be at the Carnegie in Covington, in the theater space there.
And it's just the two of you at the Carnegie?
There are 2 other performers on this concert. We have a percussionist. His name is David Abraham, a really good friend of ours. And then Noah Simonides, who is a bass player. He has a degree in jazz from CCM and was a recommendation to us and brings a lot of expertise to the music. And so we've been really excited to work with both of them. They just take what we can do at the piano and at the mic, and they can take it to a whole new level. So it's been really wonderful to work with both of them. So it'll be the jazz combo, the trio, and Sarah singing.
And what's the name of the show?
So the name of the show is You'll Never Know, An Evening with Rosemary Clooney. Of course, one of her most famous songs.
And what is the date at the Carnegie? Sarah?
It's going to be December 9th. That's a Sunday at 7:30 p.m. And again, that's in the theater at the Carnegie.
And that's in Covington, Kentucky.
Yes.
You named the cabaret after this town and you chose one of this area's biggest hometown heroes to kick things off. What's next on your agenda? Are you looking past the holidays yet?
Well, there has been some talk of a Valentine's Day concert, doing all kinds of love songs for that. And then right now, we're looking at other artists that have come through Cincinnati. There was talk of Doris Day. We're looking at all the fabulous artists that worked with King Records. So no specific ideas that we're ready to announce yet, but we have a lot of starting points we're excited about.
Matthew, what are some of the challenges in birthing a new theater group?
Well, there are quite a few. We feel like we're starting this pretty much from scratch. And there are all sorts of things we have discovered along the way about renting some of these bigger venues and how to sell tickets and how to advertise and all of those sorts of things where some is trial and error. Sometimes, you know, there were a couple of batches of postcards or posters that we ordered that did not turn out very well that we, you know, we kind of learned and altered. And of course, those aren't the ones that go up on the walls. So a lot of what you see has been figured out along the way. But we have taken a lot of advice from people who have done this before. The people that work at all of our venues are so knowledgeable about how these events can be put on. And they're so helpful to us and how to sell tickets, all of that. So we've really been able to draw on that, on our friends in the arts world, on how to really kick this thing off.
Sure, the nuts and bolts, like where do you park? Where are the restrooms?
Right, exactly. There are so many details to work out. You would never know.
Hey, Matthew, I asked Sarah if she's from here. How about you?
So I actually grew up in Council Bluffs, Iowa, a little ways from here as well, but I'm still a Midwest kid. And I moved here as well in 2012 for grad school at CCM.
We'll leave it to two kids from out of town to reinvigorate our interest in one of this area's treasures. The performance is December the 9th at the Carnegie in Covington. Queen City Cabaret celebrates Cincinnati's musical past, present, and future. My guests have been co-founders and artistic directors Sarah Folsom and Matthew Umphreys. For more information and a link to Queen City Cabaret, visit our website, wvxu.org. Matthew, Sarah, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Keep us posted on your shows, will you?
We will.
Mm-hmm.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
It's 6 p.m., supper time in South Bend, Indiana. And you figure what the hell you can eat in your motel. So you order up room service on the phone. And you watch the local news and eat alone. You gotta take what little pleasures you can find. When you've got sweet Kentucky ham on your mind, nothing but sweet Kentucky ham on your mind.